Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello and welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we talk about Lil Nas X.
Well, I didn't know that until last week.
Yeah, it's a new thing.
Nobody did.
It's a very new thing. But yeah, that's what this podcast is going to be all about. We're actually changing the name. We're changing the host.
What's the new name? yeah, you don't come prepared. You got to come prepared. To a joke like that, my friend. You know I'll put you on the spot.
Okay, fine. We're not doing that, but we are talking about him today. Because there's a lot to talk about.
Renee was like, I haven't finished the episode, but a couple of my friends reached out and were like, Christine doesn't know about Lil Nas X. And I was like, oh my God, it's spread. And I vaguely knew what was going on, but not really. Mm-hmm. But mostly I just wanted to be clear that it's not like, oh, we're like huge mega fans, and so it's only relatable if you are a listener. True. You know what I mean? I want to be like, okay, this is...
Shit, I was stumbling over what the name of the song was that we were going to talk about a week later. So like, we both are in that same boat, whatever.
I didn't listen to the music, watch the music video until yesterday.
Oh, so. I was going to say, please tell... I'm like, we got to stop recording if you haven't watched it yet.
And I watched it 16 times. Yeah, and so then
as you should.
I listened to the song because now it's literally one of... I think it's going to be... That 2021 Spotify, like your most listened to song.
I think
it's so good.
It's so good. It's
I didn't realize
good.
How good it would be.
Yeah,
it's
that's
really
the thing
good.
Is it's actually a really good song. And I like the hype around it, I think, hasn't taken away from it. That's how, but also that's how I felt about Old Town Road, which got hyped for other reasons. But with Old Town Road, I still love that song.
When our sister, who at the time was 15 or 14, told me that they played it four times at her homecoming dance, I was like, I'm no longer interested in that song because. Mm. I feel like I'm trying too hard, but yeah, it's a good tune. It's a catchy one.
Yes.
But I like this one better.
Yeah, I love it too. So
you should probably explain what's going on because I said this would be relatable and now it's like fully not.
So basically, Lil Nas X releases a song, Montero, and I'm going to actually read a letter that he wrote to his 14-year-old self.
Aww.
About the song and tweeted it.
I thought you said 14-year-old son and I was like, he's 21.
He's 21. Yeah, no.
Okay, got it.
Because... This is, if you listen to it, read the lyrics, it's a very like sexual song, but him, okay, let me just read the, okay, he wrote this. His name is Montero, by the way, if y'all didn't know that, that's important.
Yeah, his like real name.
And that is his given name, and that is the name of the song, Montero, parentheses, Call Me By Your Name, which is a reference to the movie Call Me By Your Name.
So good. It made me cry on an airplane.
Me too. It made me cry in the movie theater. It's so good.
Embarrassing.
So he said, Dear 14-year-old Montero, I wrote a song with our name in it. It's about a guy I met last summer.
Stop it. I'm already crying. You haven't said anything. Alexander, I don't know what you're reading to me.
Okay. I'm glad that you hadn't come across this tweet. Good.
No, I haven't.
It's about a guy I met last summer. I know we promised to never come out publicly. I know we promised to never be that type of gay person. I know we promised to die with a secret, but this will open doors for many other queer people to simply exist. You see, this is very scary for me. People will be angry. They will say I'm pushing an agenda, but the truth is, I am. The agenda to make people stay the fuck out of other people's lives and stop dictating who they should be. Sending you love from the future, Lil Nas X.
Stop it.
I know.
And then the 14-year-old's like, who's Lil Nas X? Who's Lil Nash X? I'm confused. Who is this weird old man talking to me? But that aside, it's very sweet.
Yes. So it is a very like personal song to him.
I think
him.
That's very important context for the episode in which we read
Agreed.
The reviews and responses and tweets
Agreed.
To the song.
Which is why I wanted to start with that. And I did watch a video and I'd highly recommend you all check it out. It's on genius.com. They interviewed him about the meaning behind every line of the song.
I saw that. Or like I saw some of it.
10-minute video. Highly recommended. But a couple of the highlights. Okay, so he said that it's named after Call Me By Your Name because it was one of the first gay films that he'd ever seen. And it, like, struck him, struck a chord with him. And it was, there are just some funny things in there where he was, like, talking about certain lyrics. Like, at one point, he was, like, going through all these lyrics and what they mean. And then he goes, "I want to feel on your ass in Hawaii." And then he pauses and goes, "That one's pretty self-explanatory." but yeah, it's very sexual, and I assume you're going to be talking about some of the very sexual lines, like,
oh wow, what a great assumption.
I don't know, but is that true? Regardless, he did say about the sexual lines that he said, "It's about time I say something out of pocket in a song," and he wanted to normalize gay relationships, or like not even relationships, just sexual lines from a gay person's standpoint, and he wanted to normalize that in music because he said we have so many song lyrics about men fucking women, women fucking
men. We're so jaded about that kind of music.
And the moment that it's like a man and a man, it's like people are like caught off guard and it's such a thing, and he's saying let's normalize it. So he's like, I'm just gonna be myself and put that out there, which is great because there are a lot of great lines about that. So yeah, that's how it started, was when he released a song. And then the music video is like another level, which is kind of what prompted an episode like this, because in the music video it's very uses a lot of heaven, hell imagery. Satan himself is in there. Lil Nas X rides on a stripper pole down into hell and then grinds on Satan, then breaks Satan's neck and like takes his like crown, like his horns. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people had issue with that, specifically or mainly Christians who think that it's mocking their religion or it goes against
it's not to say all Christians did, but no. Some took it very far.
Yeah, and I think took it personally when it's not personal to them, it's personal to him, and it's his art, whatever. And so that's what we're gonna be talking about mainly.
I have a little thing. So go for it. Speaking of that, I read an interesting opinion, like an op-ed in the Princetonian, you know, where I read all my op-eds. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Remember that time I went to Princeton, like, on a tour?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, were you? Yes. It's really embarrassing. I was like, I don't belong here. So, anyway, there was this op-ed, and I thought it was very interesting because, I mean, it's in reference to a tweet I'm going to read later, but the writer wrote the following. "It is obvious that his foray into satanic imagery is not for the purpose of promoting satanic worship, as Governor Noem and many others wish for us to believe. Lil Nas X, as a young gay black man, is referencing the many times he has been told to go to hell or that he is going to hell because of his sexuality. In the video, he does precisely that, but he kills Satan. This Satan is merely a person in red body paint and clunky facial prosthetics, as opposed to a terrifying representation of pure evil. Ultimately, the only agenda Montero promotes is that of radical self-acceptance in the face of hatred. This is emphasized by the song being self-titled." Anyway, yes. I just thought that was really interesting because it's like the Satan imagery isn't just like for fun. It's like actually a lot deeper than like he loves Satan. Like that's not at all what's happening in the video or the song.
Exactly. And I was like, well, he kills Satan. They're like, well, he takes Satan's horn, so he is Satan. It's like, no, come on. Like
he's taking control back over being told he's going to hell.
And there's a tweet that's relevant that I read. It's from Ashley Easter, Ashley M. Easter on Twitter. It says, regarding...
Oh my God, her birthday was yesterday. Sorry, that was just like the dumbest joke I've ever said. I take it back.
Okay, happy belated birthday. He is risen. Mm-mm. Talking about Lil Nas X is risen. Mm-hmm. Regarding Lil Nas X's new song, "When you traumatize a whole generation and more of kids with the concept of a literal hell," something that Jesus never preached, "don't be surprised if they grow up, realize it was a control technique, and then use the imagery to make a point in their art."
Yeah.
It's literally making a point using satanic imagery. What?
Like, I mean, such a dumb comment, but aren't there like old-timey painters who painted pictures of the devil? What, now they're fucking satanic too?
And actually, I found examples. I don't have them on hand right now, but examples of...
You don't have them off or on? Oh, man, you are really out of control today.
I have in hand. Okay, I don't have any preposition hand of heaven and hell imagery in art, but specifically sexual imagery, like from hundreds of years ago. And so it's like, it's so crazy that this is still a thing in this in 21st century. That
was done in oils. That was what?
excuse you? And she's licking a lollipop and then like really creepily, and then she'll whisper and go, "It's done in oils." What does that mean?
Well, you heard me, so why do you want me to repeat it?
But like, that's the medium?
It's real art.
Oh, it's real art. Oh, got it, because it was done in oils, is what you're saying.
It's really done in oils.
Okay, you know what?
We should probably start the show. It's been 10 minutes.
Isn't this a show?
Oh.
This is all part of it. I don't know.
I haven't recorded yet. I'm just kidding. I did. Okay, that would be really bad.
Hilarious. That's okay. It would be fine. People would be relieved to only hear me for the first 10 minutes.
I feel like it is the show, but it's also like not why people are here. You know what I mean?
That's okay. That's why I'm here.
Like, it's okay.
This is my art, Christina. This is my art. I can do what I want.
Don't make me talk about oils again. Just read a tweet.
Okay. You want another tweet?
What?
You just said read a tweet?
Or something. Read whatever you have.
Okay, I have another tweet.
Why is it another tweet? What was the first tweet?
I just read a tweet from Ashley M. Easter. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought that was just part of like our intro.
No, but like it was relevant, but it felt like a pretty good segue. And now you're like, want a really harsher segue by being like, let's start the show, even though we kind of already did.
My bad.
And then we wasted 30 seconds.
My bad.
Let's read a tweet. This is from Bach X Top, who says, "Christians are so sensitive, it's wild. All Lil Nas X did was twerk on a dude in red makeup and plastic horns. Now y'all want to bring back the Salem witch trials." End of tweet.
Don't do that, by the way.
No, please don't. It's true, the outrage over, like, and like you mentioned, it's a guy in makeup. Like, it's not actually Satan. I don't know if y'all know this. If you've
seen
it,
the Princetonian, as we've determined, I'm not really qualified to speak on behalf of them. But yes, I do agree that it really, if you look at it, it's like, I mean, it's what you expect. It's a music video with a guy dressed up as a devil. And
exactly. It's not real. Lil Nas X's creation of version of Satan can't hurt you. It's okay.
Well,
he's dead anyway, yeah. So whatever. Oh, spoilers if you haven't seen the music video.
Spoilers.
But yeah, no, go watch that if you haven't.
Well, I actually have like a whole feud.
Ooh, nice.
To talk about.
I want to hear it.
Okay, it doesn't look like you do, but I'll read it to you anyway. Okay.
Put your lollipop away and then I'll start watching the screen. She's mad that I'm looking down. But whenever I look up, she's like, "This fucking lollipop!" I'm like, and then gets mad at me that I'm not staring at her. Like,
remember that time I ate a popsicle on the show, and like, you were like, "Christine, stop!" And then I was like, "Oxenar, just let me eat my popsicle." And then I went back to edit, and I had to like cut out so much of it. So I was like, "This is really gross."
So bad, Christina. That is so bad.
Don't worry, everybody. I will be very careful about what you get to hear on your end. Okay, so. This is the feud between Lil Nas X and Governor Kristi Noem. Do you know anything about this, really?
I avoided it because you told me that you're going into it, so I've completely avoided it.
It's fascinating. So, essentially, Kristi Noem is the governor of South Dakota, and she's been in some hot water recently, A, for her reaction or lack thereof to the COVID pandemic, and a lot of other things in general. As you'll see, she's a right-wing conservative governor, and interestingly, actually, I'm going to send you this picture, Alexander, because it is a picture of Lil Nas X, and it's like a split screen, and on the other half is a picture of Kristi Noem, and side by side, they're basically wearing the same outfit, because he wears his, like, cowboy situation, and she's, like, wearing a cowgirl situation.
I love that.
Here, okay, I'm sending it. It's just like such a good side-by-side.
Can I,
like,
just say something? I think she looks much more absurd than he does.
Oh, you know, it's true. Even though he's wearing a literal yellow cowboy outfit.
Yes.
Oh, did I ever tell you? Remember that time I saw him at the airport?
No.
I saw him at LAX.
Nice. That's
cool.
He
was wearing a white cowboy outfit. And I remember being like, well, that guy clearly is somebody.
Is somebody.
I'm pretty sure I had to send a pic. This was like to be fair, this was like 2019.
Yeah.
I just sent a picture to you to be like, isn't this that guy?
Yes, that's
right. And you were
right.
Like, yes, it
is. Oh my God, that's amazing.
And he had a posse of like 8 to 12 people with him inside like the Brugger's Bagels or wherever we were. But anyway, so I felt really dumb after everyone was like, you don't know who Lil Nas X is. And I was like, no, I do. I met him. Well, I didn't. I looked at him at a bagel shop. Anyway, okay, so this is Governor Kristi Noem's tweet. She retweeted Oh, we didn't even talk about the shoes. Okay, also, he released some shoes.
Oh my god, the shoes. There's so much to this. Okay, that's another issue because he released the Satan shoes, 666 of them. They were not these Nike shoes that they edited and they put like John 3:16, I think, wrote it on there.
Did they?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, yeah. Maybe. And they put.
They had a pentagram.
Upside down cross. Yeah.
They're just like, he knew like what he good was cliche. Literally, picture Satan shoes and that's what you get.
Yeah.
And I guess a couple people, seven people was it, who donated their blood to be used in the shoe?
It was like seven, eight, six, I don't know. But it was the designers of the shoe.
Yeah.
Because it was with Mischief is the name, who had released
I have that app.
Like God shoes or something, like some Jesus shoes or something last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they donated the designers. It was their own blood then was put into the shoes. And they sold 666 of them. But it was never a Nike official release, and Nike never gave the go-ahead, so Nike sued Lil Nas X. As of now, they are off the market, even though they sold out immediately, so I don't really know what's going to happen there.
Well,
but yeah.
Blaze said they sold 665, and then the 666th was stopped from being
sold. Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know
that. That's what he told me. But also, I like that you said it was John 3:16 when it's like fully not.
I don't know what it is. It's Luke 10:19. Sorry.
It's Luke 10:18, and it is...
10:18, sorry.
I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So yeah. Just a little reference there. Anyway, so she retweeted that about the Satan shoes, and this is what she said. Our kids are being told that this kind of product is not only okay, it's exclusive. But do you know what's more exclusive? Their God-given eternal soul. We are in a fight for the soul of our nation. We need to fight hard, and we need to fight smart. We have to win. So she shared this, right?
Win against who? What are we winning? What is
win
what,
against
what's
the
prize
liberal
too?
Left?
Oh, okay.
Obviously. So then Lil Nas X retweeted this with the comment, "You're a whole governor and you on here tweeting about some damn shoes. Do your job." And that got like a lot of press because he was like, "Get a life, lady." Like,
he's got a point. This is a 21-year-old who's making music, art,
point.
And shoes.
God. So then she tweeted that. So then they got into a feud, right? So she retweets good. That with the following comment. I mean, I don't know why she didn't just like quit while she was behind, but here we go. She wrote, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?" Matthew 16:26. Then
I'm so excited.
And then Lil Nas X retweeted it and wrote, "Shoot a child in your mouth while I'm riding Montero 108. I'm sorry. It's so inappropriate.
That was the line that I didn't read
earlier. I know,
earlier,
that's why I was like,
because
maybe.
I could tell. I was like, you've got something there. Wow.
It's a very just blatantly sexual line. But again, he explained it later as like, I was trying to like write some, you know, sexual lyrics that were queer lyrics that were openly sexual and fully intentional.
Exactly.
To make them jarring to like break the stigma around.
And that line is, yeah, the one that he talked about, like, he said, it's about time. I did a line like that. And it's,
it's to normalize that language in a different setting.
I like it.
And so in response to the original tweet that that she shared, mm-hmm. Governor Gnome, a user named The Real Zark responded, "I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. She must be silent." 1 Timothy 2:12. So, yeah.
Exactly.
So it's like we can play this game all day, folks. You know, the Bible quotes game is just, you can't win it. So I thought that was a very excellent, like, little tidbit of how things are going on the internet for everybody.
I love that.
And he did. He definitely, like... went on the offensive, like he trolled the trolls right back.
Yeah.
But he did also say he had to take a break from social media because it was really hard on him. So I think
imagine this kind of pressure. Because you're trying to do something good and like many people are on his side.
And you're not,
of course,
you know, immune to that just because you're a big celebrity.
Exactly.
You know, he's only 21.
No amount of money, no amount of fame is gonna make that any easier, I assume. I mean, it's
Sanity Schieffer 2021.
It's tough there out there for me. Hey, no, I take social media breaks and I've got like 5,000 people.
Well,
looking
you
at
take
me.
Them because the social media is like, you're no longer allowed to be on this platform. Please stop posting your...
I did get one video. TikTok did remove one of my videos unsafe behavior or something.
What was it?
Was that one?
Oh, the car?
No, it was the one weird one with the, I put forks in my mouth.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So they let you keep the video of a stuffed animal driving a car, but they didn't let you keep the video of you having forks in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Just keep reading.
Keep reading, okay. Because I want to go into what happened between Lil Nas X and Caitlyn Bennett.
Oh, God.
If you don't know who Caitlyn Bennett is, I'm happy for you. But I'm going to tell you who she is now, so I won't
be happy.
I wish
I could go back to 48 hours ago before I knew who she was.
Yeah, I know. Wait, 48? You didn't know who she was?
You told me. I mean, I'd heard of her name, but I didn't really, like...
She's known as the Kent State Gun Girl, American gun rights activist, and because she open carried with an AR-10 rifle at her Kent State University after she graduated. Like, she's
so cute, so cool, so fun.
And part of what she does is like travel and open carries to just bring awareness to the fact that you can carry a gun around, which is really
like,
stupid.
I think we figured that out right now. I think you guys have proven your point pretty.
Like,
clearly.
I think we all know you can do that, and we don't want it, so...
No, we're really impressed, but...
But yeah, so she was, like, a correspondent for, like, InfoWars. Like, really, the worst of the worst on the right. She's one of them. Something that has given her negative attention is she... there was, like, a film or something of her, like, she, like, pooped her pants at a party or something.
I think it's so, allegedly.
Allegedly? Okay.
It's a rumor.
Really?
That's what I saw online.
Okay. Well, regardless, she supposedly, reportedly, purportedly, whatever you want to say, pooped her pants at a party. And so that is how a lot of people like kind of brush her off when she's like tweeting her homophobic, racist bullshit.
Rants.
People will be like, okay,
like, we're not
pants.
Taking you seriously.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's how they do that. Lil Nas X included. Because what happened was, so he releases the music video, releases shoes, and he had actually blocked Caitlyn Bennett already. So before all of that. And she tweeted, "It's weeks like these that I'm thankful to be blocked by Lil Nas X."
Mm-hmm.
And then he responded and said, and quote, took a screenshot, then posted it and said, "I still see your tweets, shitty pants." Maybe this was like a retweet comment. Yeah. So he said that. And like, that's what he says to her. And of course, as classy as she is, you know, she says, "Do you still see your dad?"
Woof.
Which is just, you know, racist nonsense. She also tweeted, before he responded to either, like, to anything, she also said, "The guy that takes it up the ass from Satan wants to talk about shitty pants."
Oof.
That was the other thing she tweeted. So, two terrible things.
She's charming, though. You have to admit.
She's quite charming. And so, yeah, and then she said, "Do you still see your dad?" And he responded with, "Yep, and I might fuck yours."
I'm sorry. That gets me every time.
Isn't that so shocking.
So
good. And I'm going to read her response to that because I think...
Okay, I was about to say, tell me you saw that because I can't stumbled across it.
Yes. And then her response to that was, "Lil Nas just threatened to rape my dad. Sounds about what I'd expect."
Woof.
This is someone, first of all, who used a gun to shoot at, like, I think it was a pumpkin or something that she wrote false rape accusations on it, and she shot at it with a gun.
With her fun gun that she carries around, yeah.
Like... This is some, and she's throwing out this bizarre, it's absolutely not what happened, and she threw that out there just to,
and
like,
the thing that bothers
play victim
me about,
here.
I was about to say, the thing that bothers me, it's like, I'm sure that everybody is like, please stop, but one of the things that bothers me about this too is like, if somebody made a your mom joke, it would be like, ugh, eye roll, but nobody would be like, oh my god, you threatened to rape my mother?
No.
Like, that's not the response, so to be like, oh, your dad, your dad joke? Suddenly is like so wildly inappropriate and a rape joke. It's just so strange to me that it's like the same sex version of that is inappropriate, but we can say your mom all day long and nobody gets hate like that. I mean, don't say your mom. I don't find it a funny joke. That's not the point of what I'm trying to make.
Yeah, but. No, but I get your point. No, because I think the problem that people have, it's not that they're these good Christians and they want to actually lead him to heaven or whatever bullshit. Mm-hmm. They have a problem mainly with the fact that he's a gay black man. Like, that's it. I really truly believe that, because these people aren't going on, like, if whenever Madonna does something, they're not like, oh, you, she's had music videos of burning crosses, really charged videos where she was, the Pope himself condemned her in the 80s. And now I bet they're not, they don't care about Madonna anymore. Like, it was like this flash in the pan, like the satanic panic.
A flash in the satanic panic.
Yes, flash in the satanic panic. Oh my God, that was beautiful. Then 10 years later, it's someone else, and then another 10 years, and then now it's another 10 years. It's Lil Nas X's turn.
Yeah.
They wouldn't think twice about Madonna right now, but they're like, oh, this is the new one. And it's.
I think that's an ad. Like, I would agree with you to a point, but I also think it's, like, just more of an added charged layer to it. I think the fact that he is a gay black man really makes the situation way worse. I think a lot of people would be pissed off whether it was a white dude or... I don't know. I think people would still take issue with
sure.
it.
Sure. Just like they do with Madonna back then. But I think
right, the I think the reason kicker... it's so wildly charged and, like, hateful and angry, I think that is part of it. And I think that's going to be... Yeah. Maybe a controversial thing on this show, but whatever. I don't know. I agree with you.
No, I know what you're saying, too. Like, I'm not saying that all of it is because of that. Like, definitely a lot of these people wouldn't have said anything if there was no satanic imagery or whatever. But, like, mm-hmm. the fact, I think, specifically that it's a gay black man makes it, for them, like, even more of something that they want to speak out against, because it's also that level of, like, they're uncomfortable with it.
Yes, yes. There's an added level of discomfort and fear. And there's a lot of racially charged things that have happened in response. So that just, you know, proves mm-hmm. that exact point. Mm-hmm. And I also want to add, this isn't, like, a we hate Christians thing. I think some people automatically were like, uh-oh. Or, like, how are you going to do that? Yeah. But this is not about Christians, quote-unquote. No. This is about, like, these specific people.
And I specifically brought up Christians last episode, and I'm bringing it up again because that seems to be these so-called Christians who use religion
as a way to put other
as a way to put people down.
Yeah,
I'm not saying all Christians are like this. I am we were raised Catholic.
A really weird position if we were thinking that.
Yeah, right? And it just that's not at all how.
But we also feel like, okay, we have a position to say that because. As people who are raised as white Christians, we can recognize the privilege in that and a lot of the bad aspects of what can happen if you add racism and all this other business.
Because it's so ridiculous to cry persecution because Lil Nas X put out a music video. But that's what's happening.
I think turning into, like, we're being attacked, the nation is under attack, is, like, so wildly inappropriate such a wild inappropriate reaction.
And who are we bringing up? We're bringing up Caitlyn Bennett, who's not any, like, if you're defending Caitlyn Bennett, why are you listening to our show?
This I think shouldn't be
people were worried that we'd go after just the average Christian. I don't know, but there's so many shitty Christians that happen to be shitty Christians. It's not because they're Christian, it's because they're shitty people who happen to be Christians. I don't know.
Well, the reason, okay, all right, well, I want to clarify also on that, because I wouldn't also
you're like trying to walk
way.
Me back here, aren't you?
Well, because I want to be clear that it's not like, oh, they're shitty people who are using their Christianity as a weapon or a tool.
Which I think makes them shitty Christians too.
Yes, but the reason we're calling them that is because in this circumstance, that's what's... You wouldn't say, like, oh, Trump, that shitty Christian. You'd be like, well, shitty human. But the point is that this is specifically religious focus because that's what the fight has been about.
Exactly. Sorry.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you. Yes, that is what I'm also trying to say in my own roundabout way. Okay.
Anyway.
And I did have a response, so about the whole Caitlyn Bennett thing and her calling him out or trying to, or saying that he's threatening to rape her dad. Someone tweeted
hashtag clapback.
Clapback. Stop womp it. Womp. A white woman. So this is Christy969 says, a white woman lying about a black man and rape after provoking him, then proceeded to play the victim.
Yikes.
History repeats itself time and time again.
Yikes. I did look at some of the responses before you said you were doing this, but some of them were like, are you sure? I heard that your dad, every time, like, any experience I've heard he has is consensual. I'm like, stop making it so weird, everybody. Anyway.
It's just wild. That's basically all the Caitlyn Bennett thing, thankfully. But yeah, you know, she throws some homophobia in there, racism in there, which makes it clear that this isn't just a religious thing. Like, if it were, she'd try to have a sincere dialogue about the ramifications of the use of Satan in art or something, which is a conversation that could be had, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's over my head. But she's literally attacking him for things that are completely unrelated, but because she's racist and homophobic.
She could tweet what I tweeted, which is that it's made with oils. Okay, this is a... Oh, I forgot to add this part, which is just another response to the whole Gnome and Governor Gnome and Lil Nas X feud. This is from ArgusLeader.com, and they were discussing the whole back and forth. And then at the end, they wrote this. Winners. Both Gnome and Nas X get what they want here. The governor's fight riles up her base and increases her national profile by deriding an easy target in Satan and satanic shoes, and maybe even helps with some distraction from her recent troubles navigating the transgender bill hubbub back home. Lil Nas X gets the promotion for his album that stunts like this are always built for. Losers. The rest of us for getting caught up in something so dumb.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I read like 6 pages of this, and then I was like, wow, you really called me out at the end there for wasting my time.
It's true, though. Like, it's true how much attention this has gotten.
It's bonkers.
And like, it's like
wild. That's why my one friend was like, all my friends said that you don't know who Lil Nas X is. And I was like, okay, I need to correct the ship here. That is not quite the scenario.
But this has gotten so much, and we're adding to it, obviously. But yeah, with this song, like,
I know. We're literally doing a whole podcast about it. So we're part of the problem. I recognize that and the irony in that. But
yeah, but well. I think also there's so many people vocally speaking out and like having these terrible takes about it that I thought it's fun to, I don't know, go through it and kind of like.
We're basically like compiling all of these things and bitching about them, which is great.
It's kind of what we do anyway. We compile a bunch of things and then bitch about them. That's what we do on this podcast. So
that's really why just not copy just copy shit from like the internet.
Like if anyone's like, this is too far out of the norm. No, it's not. This is what we do anyway.
We take what people say and then judge them for it, which like sounds really bad when you put it that way. But that's what we do. So this is a tweet from Right Wing Watch. Did you hear this? Okay, I'm just going to play it because now it's just all over the internet. I'm going to play it for you. Here's the tweet. Right-wing pastor Greg Locke is not a fan of Lil Nas X. Do you know this?
No.
Okay, I'm going to play it for you because I don't really understand how I could possibly explain this.
Oh, it's like audio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I didn't know who Lil Nas X was. Lil Thug, whoever, I had no idea who he was. We was riding this morning, Hudson said, well, you know what made him famous? I said, well, he said, you know, he was that horses song. Got my horses and whatever that song. I was like, man, that song got a cool beat. I'll never be able to listen to it again. Bunch of devil worshiping, wicked nonsense, pentagram wearing on your Nike tennis shoe 666. You think I'm going to stand for that? You've lost your mind. You tell Lil Nas X I said so. Bunch of Satanism, bunch of wickedness, bunch of devilism, bunch of demonism, bunch of psychotic wickedness.
So
talk about possessed. Was that sped up?
No, that's like... You know how sometimes you see like, oh, it's speaking in tongues, like those Baptist.
That
like,
wasn't sped up.
Cliches. No.
Oh my
god.
That
was his sermon. Quote unquote sermon. Lil Nas X, so that's fun, A.
Mm-hmm.
Just
did their research, yep.
We got there. Anyway, it's just bad.
My god.
So Lil Nas X retweeted this and wrote, I'm sampling this. And I actually believe him. Like, I'm pretty sure he's going to put this because so bananas.
It's so good.
I mean, pentagram worshiping.
That's so fucking funny.
Wiccan, like Wiccanists or whatever he said.
It's the buzzwords. They just throw out these buzzwords to get their
psychotic
like,
Wiccanists.
They're just talking about Gnome. It's like, get their base riled up. That's what it's all about.
Someone's like,
that's so funny.
I know a lot of Wiccans and they're like calmest people. I'm like, yeah, they light candles and, you know, love the earth. Okay. they're like, psychotic Wiccanists. Like they're running around setting fire to buildings or something.
And you watch Lil Nas X's interviews and stuff and you're like, this, what? He's just.
Well, as someone who knows him pretty well, I would say I've seen both his good and bad sides in about the 42 seconds that I stared at him. In that little Brugger's bagel shop. But I agree. He seems to be a good guy. And he's very young. Like, he's 21 years old. 21. I mean, Jesus. Remember that guy that guy who sexually assaulted the swimmer or whatever who sexually assaulted that
Brock
young
Turner,
woman?
The rapist.
Yeah, Brock Turner. Yeah. Thank you. And, like, was such a debate over whether... And I'm like, that guy gets debate over whether... He's ruining or throwing away his life, yada, yada, yada. And Lil Nas X is a successful artist who puts out, like, literally a piece of art. And the world thinks he's turning the country to shambles.
Exactly.
It's so hypocritical.
Yeah, 'cause it really, really is.
But I also want to read a couple of responses here.
Yeah.
This is a response by This Jill Rocks, who says, imagine if they got as upset about gun violence as they do about a music video, which is like a very, kind of goes back to your first one that you read. Well, not your first one, since that was from Easter Bunny and I don't remember it, but that second one. And Gun Girl, or whatever. That's her name. We're not calling her that. That's literally what she goes by. Kent State Gun Girl. That's her moniker, I guess.
It's true, though. Yeah. Like, actual violence, actual deaths, actual, like, assault. An actual issue. You know, like, there's no issue here with what Lil Nas X is doing. There's no issue. It doesn't actually actively affect you.
I mean, it's not causing direct harm to anyone.
Exactly.
Which, again, is a slippery slope, because you could say that about, like, appropriation or things that are...
Okay, that's fair.
Culturally harmful. Fair. But in this case, as far as I'm concerned, the intention and everything behind it is really blown out of proportion into a direction that doesn't make sense. Which
American Christians are not like a persecuted people.
Right.
There's nothing.
That's kind of the end all be all. Yes, they the have exact argument. That
they have so much privilege, especially compared to a gay black man. And speaking of which, there's this one tweet from Von Shay Nia, who says, how you tell the LGBTQ community to go to hell, and when they do, you're mad.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's literally like he took this, put it in his art, something that he's been told all his life. And right. like at the beginning of the episode when I read that tweet, he was planning to stay closeted, not come out. And there was, I personally, of course, cannot imagine the amount of like pressure and stress and everything that goes into that. And like
the saddest part is saying like we were going to go to the grave with the secret. Yeah. It's like the most heartbreaking thing to hear. A 14-year-old had to struggle with that.
And part of the problem is because of these groups, religious groups who are
which by the way, he was raised in a Christian household. It was part of his upbringing. So it wasn't like he's now finding people to attack. It was like something that really personally affected him growing up. This is like a very personal issue for him. He's not just like looking for a fight. You know what I mean?
Exactly. This thing didn't come out of nowhere. Like it wasn't just, let's see how we can make Christians mad.
Because you can create something, fun fact, called Satan shoes, and then everyone will be mad. Like it's pretty easy. It's not like it's a hard thing to do, right? Like Satan shoes? Okay. Not okay. I guess. I also thought it was fun reading a lot of the responses that were like, yo, I'm a Christian, like really a Christian. I love these shoes. Like I want them. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm trying to make it clear that like, I'm not naive enough to think, you know, Christians are blank. You know what I mean? But
well, yeah, I'd like to think though that Christians who are listening to this and have made it this far aren't taking offense at what we're saying, because it's similar to when I hear people talk about straight white guys acting a certain way. I'm like, straight white guys suck, and I'm one of them.
We're not like, but not like, all men.
Exactly. Like that thing of like when people say not all men, it's like that's so eye roll worthy. It's same with like not all Christians. Like I know, like of
obviously
course,
that's not the point, right? Like obviously, I'm already getting ready for some really mean reviews and their responses.
I hope we get them. I actually hope this.
I don't. I'm this, put. You know I was what? I don't also care. I want to pick a fight with you here in front of all our friends and family.
Tell me. What
our loving friends and family. Because I was like reading this last night, and first I listened to music video, I was like, damn, this is great. This is a good jam. It's like so cool and touching and like to read the context. And then you are like, now go find all the horrible, trolly, mean, cruel, hateful thing. And I was like, why are you making me do this? Like at least when we read like reviews of hotels and stuff, it's like there were bugs in the ceiling. And like, what on earth? You know what I mean? And like, sure, sometimes there's like a Karen and whatever. But I mean, this was really hurtful to my soul a little bit last night. I was like in a sad place for a while.
It sucks.
And I was really, fuck you, by the way. That's what I'm trying to say here. It's your fault.
Yeah. It's a tough, tough thing. It's at least none of it was directed at us. That's the thing with all of that crazy stuff directed at Lil Nas X. It's insane. Oh, whatever. No one's going to give a shit about us. We're nobodies. As she licks her lollipop. It's so disturbing, you all. I can't. It's she like sticks her tongue out and like rolls it on it.
Because it's quiet.
She's not licking it. She's like, Because it's quiet. I bet she mutes her mic and actually goes, as she does it. But I just, she mutes it so I can't hear.
If I knew how to mute my mic. Let me try it. Hang on.
Yep, she did it.
I think it worked.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
That it's actually bad because I then my saw it, but headphones muted, so I could hear myself like through the room echoing rather than in my head. It was somehow worse. Okay, I'm sorry. This is really out of control. Your turn, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about something that I did not prepare because within the past couple hours, there have been updates.
Wait, really?
Yes, there have been updates.
I missed that.
4 hours ago, and I saw this before it started. Lil Nas X tweeted, waiting for Billboard to announce the number one song this week. And with that was a screenshot of his drafts, and he had two drafts in there. The first one was, OMFG, no fucking way, thank you everybody, I'm gonna cry. The second draft was, this is rigged, I saw it with my own eyes.
So, like, so this is a tweet, you're saying.
Yeah, so that was a tweet that Lil Nas X tweeted.
I was like, who's he Gmailing this draft to? I'm 1,000. Okay, a tweet, got it.
guess what? It's number one. It got it. So it's number one this week.
Yay.
Here's a tweet that actually he had tweeted a week ago, but he retweeted it. It has the N-word in it, so I'm just going to say N-word, but here we go. I really just finessed a song about fucking an N-word to the number one song in the world.
if you think about it, it really is wild.
Like, it's so great. Like, because he's so self-aware of, like, all of this
he knows what he's
controversy.
Doing.
He knows, absolutely knows what he's doing.
Did you see the tweet that he posted in response to somebody, probably one of these politicians, about the new shoes he decided to create?
Chick-fil-A.
They're called Chick-fil-A shoes, and those say,
have John 3:16.
They do.
That's what I got. I mixed up his Satan shoes with the fake...
They're Chick-fil-A shoes, and they say John 3:16, and they say my pleasure, and they're really excellent stuff. If he releases, I'd be like, I didn't get my hands on those Satan shoes. I'd like these as well, also, please.
It's so fucking funny.
All of his quote-unquote apologies have been very, like, tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. Well, you know. He released an apology video where he starts apologizing, and then it goes into the music video. And then in response also to him getting number one, because Billboard announced that, he said, y'all told a 19-year-old who had just escaped the lowest point of his life that he would never have a hit again. Talking about Old Town Road. You told him to stop while he's ahead. He could have gave up, but 4 multi-platinum songs and 2 number ones later, he's still here. Thank you to my team and my fans. I love you. He tweeted that, and then 8 minutes later, he tweeted, suck my dick! Let's go!
Yeah.
I love
He's a fun guy.
I mean, I would know,
but... Well, I found a problem, which is that I started to develop a crush on him, and you know how I have this problem where I always develop crushes on typically out gay men who are very much not interested in women?
Mika?
Oh, I didn't know we were going to list them. That's fun.
Sorry. I thought we were listing them.
There are really a lot. I think there are probably like 18. And these are serious crushes I've had. They're not just like, oh, that guy's... It's like I've really been enamored with them on screen, etc. So yeah, add him to the list is basically all I'm saying. Very sad for me.
Yeah.
It's a hard day for me.
You are such a... persecuted. You're so persecuted for being that
that's
way.
That's what
it's
I'm
so
saying.
Sad. No, I know. I'm agreeing with you. As a fellow persecuted person in the US of A... that's a straight white male. Yeah.
Well, I have a little tweet here. This is from Jake White. It says, can we please just cancel Lil Nas X? And then this is a response from Secret Barb. It says secret, but it's spelled wrong. Barb. He can believe whatever he wants. Did I like the song in the video? Yes, I loved them. Do I like the shoes? Kinda. Do I want to buy them? No. Am I Christian? Yes. I love the song and how Lil Nas X did. Congratulations for him. And now this is a response from
Very reasonable.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not all wild, but the wild ones are just so out of control.
Yeah.
It's like not all Yelpers, you know?
Yeah.
Is what I say all the time. So this is a response by Jackson93804417. Well, that's annoying. I'm sorry. This one had me. I was laughing so hard, and I don't know if it's funny. It's funny to me. Okay, here we go. This is a response to the one that said, like, am I Christian? Yes. Do I want the shoes? Mm-hmm. Kind of. Blah, blah, blah. No Christian says they like a song worshiping the devil and shoes with a literal pentagon on it.
Pentagon? Oh my god, please tell me that was a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
My god.
And nobody realized it. They all got into a fight and I was like, is nobody going to point out that he said there's a pentagon on the shoes?
If you start off that way, that's a bad start.
There's a pentagon on it.
There's
I mean,
pentagon.
Nobody picked up on that.
Lord, help me.
Is anybody gonna know?
No, like, just apparently me? Not. Okay. Pentagon, holy shit.
I almost responded because I was like, I have to point this out. But then I was like, this is really, I'm not going to get into a Twitter thing about Christianity today.
No, probably smart.
Not today, maybe
smart
tomorrow.
Not
but
to. Yeah. I got into a little Instagram thing about it. So we that's enough for yeah. the Schieffer siblings, I guess.
I tried to stop you, but then I was
I'm glad I'm glad I did it.
So, yeah, I do like that no Christian
would ever. But it's not even, like, if you listen to it, it's just, it's not really,
I'm just
like,
more into,
the
like, the geometric assumptions about Christians is what, you know, is what I'm really hung up on, is, like, that seems really, like, putting everyone into a corner.
Famously, there are no Christians who work in the Pentagon.
Oh, that's right. It's, I did hear that.
Famously. Quite famously.
I saw that on Vice.
Oh, yeah. An expose on the Pentagon employee religious preferences.
It was supposed to be about pentagrams, and then they were like, well, shit, we spelled it wrong. I guess this is now a politics documentary.
So anyway. Stupid. Okay. So stupid.
I want to say that's all I have, by the way.
Oh, great.
Because I had a bunch of shit like copy-pasted that we've already covered in the intro, yeah. So I'm done.
Yeah, we kind of like just went as we do. Yeah. We covered a lot, but I'll finish up then because I have some screenshots I took on Instagram and YouTube.
Ooh.
So Lil Nas X posted an Easter photo with devil horns and said, like, Happy Easter. It was surprising. I'm going to be honest. It was, like, kind of hard to find good negative comments because there's so much support and positivity.
Yeah.
But not everyone feels the same way. So here's what someone had to say. Easter is the day Christ rose from death because he died for our sins. If you can wish us a happy Easter, then you probably should know what it means. God created us so that we could love him, serve him, and be with him in heaven, but you choose the wrong paths to follow. God despises gayness. Leviticus 18:22. Yes, we have the right to stand for what we love, but not web it goes against the word of God. And the music video and shoes glorify the devil. That is utter nonsense. Please, it has to stop. God loves you and died for your sins. That is a pretty big deal.
Did I tell you he died? I don't know if I mentioned that up top.
It's like, hey, if you can't tell, that's a big deal, okay? When I'm saying that this person literally died for you.
But can I ask a quick question? When he said Leviticus, is he, like, actually quoting God despises gayness? Because I have a feeling that's literally not in Leviticus.
Leviticus 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So
I was like, that does seem to be an incorrect quote. So, nope. Got it.
Believe it or not, the Bible says some pretty fucked up shit.
No.
But it's funny that, like, you know, like, it's pick and choose. It's all pick and choose.
Did you hear that part about how women shouldn't talk? Because I like that part a lot.
I believe this is a woman. I'm based on photos and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I should have responded with that. I don't know. And about divorce, about, like, what texts, shellfish and, like, certain
cutting your hair
textiles, I think. Like, I don't know what specifically, like, wool. I don't think it's wool, but it's something.
You're not supposed to wear certain ones together. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so much. And of course, they pick this one. Probably
and
the
it's
most
Leviticus,
outdated.
Okay. You're not, like, quoting Jesus here, who
exactly.
died. Remember? Did they tell you he died?
That is a pretty big deal.
That's a pretty big deal.
And also, most people have the misconception that the song
is still going.
Oh my god. I'm not done. Are you kidding me? And also, most people have the misconception that the song is just art and the shoes are just for popularity. But no, it has a way bigger meaning behind it, and it clearly proves the demonic nature of it.
What?
Accept God now. His hands are right open for you. End of comment.
Oh my god.
And the people were like, you know, Easter's has origins as a pagan religion, right?
Right.
So, and of course they didn't care about that. That's not something that they responded to because no. It's just
God despises paganism. Paganness.
What?
Like gayness, paganism.
Oh, I was like, do you not know the word pagans? Oh, I get it. Pigness. Someone responded, and they actually said this to multiple people in the comments, which I appreciated. They said, shut up and stand Satan. They just kept posting that everywhere, which made me
laugh.
It's
like, you can't win. Like, I'm always a fan of responding in like a well-structured, and I've gotten a lot of good, like, people don't believe me, but especially my therapist, but I've gotten a lot of like insightful and like positive feedback when people criticize me or like say something kind of out there, and I respond and say like, hey, this is why I disagree, whatever. And I've actually gotten quite a few people who were like, mm-hmm. you know what, I didn't see it that way, blah blah blah, thanks for responding. So I have had good experience with that. But with something like this, are not gonna win this argument. No. Right, like, you're not gonna say it's a pagan holiday and then they're gonna be like, you're right, I'm walking out of these open hands. It's like trolling. Like, they're not trying to get a good positive conversation going.
Same
here.
with gnome, same thing. So
gnomes, oh, gnome, yeah,
yeah, it's that bad. But here's another one, another comment on there. Okay, this the day God's son had came back alive for the ones who didn't know that.
Why do they all sound like this?
I don't understand it. And you got the nerves to take a pic with a hat on with devil horns on it? That was so hard to read.
You got the nerve?
Nerves, plural, multiple nerves. It took multiple nerves.
So is it over?
Yeah, that was that comment.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. The first one was so goddamn long.
I know.
Gosh darn long.
Tried to be. Yeah, careful. We don't want to get smited.
You got the nerves. Sounds like a song.
Then we have a YouTube comment under the song, which, holy shit. Now, this was a fucking trip. If you go to watch the music video, look at the comments. It's all about, like, twerking. Like, just all... I can't explain it. There was no comment explaining it, but literally all the comments are, like, bisexual twerking.
I think I just... every time I see something where I'm like, well, I don't get it, and there's a lot of it, I assume it's a Gen Z inside joke.
It must be. It's like...
that I don't get. That's all these usually different, what
like, things, like, blank twerking is just hit the comments under it. Look it
if
up.
Someone's going to explain this to me on the internet, and then a bunch of people are, and I'm going to feel really stupid.
But the top comments were like, I don't understand why we're doing this, and then it says, starts twerking.
Oh, so like, really, everyone just kind of got on board.
It seems like just some weird thing that started.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but that just seems to be what it is. So it was very, and a lot of the comments were like, I'm just trying to find the mean comments, but everyone's busy twerking. And that's
that
how it was for me. That was it for me. I was going through, I'm like, what is everyone talking about? Like, I'm glad because it drowned out. Like,
yeah, the one
the front
time you actually want to see
negative,
all the negative shit.
Which was awesome. But yeah, I was actively searching for them for this purpose. Right. But yeah, I found a couple of comments, and we're going to end with a nice, good, like in good Beach to Sandy fashion. Don't worry. It'll come to a head with a great finale.
Wonderful.
First, there's this one. Aside from everything, this is a solid song. Wish I could just listen to it without everything that comes with it. End of comment. What?
So much baggage.
So dramatic. Just listen to it.
Can we just have a no strings attached open relationship? You know how well that works in rom-coms? Can we just do that?
There were multiple comments like, I wish I hadn't seen the video because now I can't listen to the song anymore. And it's like, why? Like,
it's like
did you read the lyrics?
That pastor who said, I can't listen to the Lil Nas X song about cowboy. You know, when you spoke, I can try and fast forward this like times 80. But when he said, I can't listen to Lil Nas X Wiccan song anymore. And it's like, what are you talking about? Also, like, Billy Ray Cyrus is in that, okay? It's not impressive that you know that song, anyway.
And my favorite thing, I mean, that reminds me of the posts people make in Facebook groups where they're like, I'm done, I'm leaving, and then people underneath say, this isn't an airport, you don't have to announce your departure. It just gets me every time.
It's my favorite quote. Like, I know it gets really old seeing the same, like, responses and comment, but that one... to this day never fails to make me laugh because
never fails.
It's always in response to like something really nasty and negative.
Yes.
And it's just such like a goofy, lighthearted way to be like, okay, bye. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't need you to tell us you're leaving.
Like, we're not gonna be affected by you leaving except positively, so just
like
leave.
Nobody would have known that you're
nobody
leaving.
Would have cared. Nobody
which
would have
I guess
exactly.
is the point of posting about it.
Someone said, nice video, nice music, XD vomit. End of comment.
Okay.
I don't know what that meant, but it seemed great, and then it was
another inside
so
joke.
Great.
I'm telling myself just another inside joke.
And then our final comment, YouTube comment. This is a real winner. I love it. I love this one. My wife has been doing the lab dance wrong for a long time. LOL. End of comment.
Did you say lab dance?
Lab dance.
Is this a 12-year-old? Who thinks they're being edgy?
Doesn't seem like it. I don't know. But yes, so that's how
Honey,
we ended it. Look at what Lil Nas X does to Satan. You've been doing it wrong.
That's because you told me to Google lab dance and then do that. Of course I'm doing it wrong.
Oh my God.
That was beautiful.
Wasn't it?
I appreciate that ending. It's much lighter than everything else we've talked about.
Yes, I thought it would be a good way to end it.
Also, yeah. It was kind of fun researching all this on Easter Sunday yesterday.
True.
On Easter's birthday, because it was kind of like...
On Easter's birthday.
Of all holidays, not all holidays, because I was like, wow, people are really upset about the timing alone, like as if it's extra bad, that it's just so unreasonable. Like, it was Palm Friday or something. I was like, what? What a weird... You could do that about any... Have you seen the Catholic... like calendar, you could say that any time of the year, be like, it is apostle feast day, I don't know, yeah, whatever,
or it's like
Saint Mark feast day, whatever,
like a Catholic, yeah, you'd just be like, oh, it's this person's,
and on my grandfather's day. Also, and on my grandfather's
what?
Namesake day, I don't remember what it's called.
I have no idea.
How dare you. on Saint Montero's namesake
Saint Montero.
Day.
Oh, Saint Montero. I love Saint Montero.
Also, what a great name. I don't know why he changed it. I love Montero.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's pretty badass.
It is. It's a good one. And it's funny that I had no idea until that song. And now we all know.
I didn't either.
Now we all know. And yeah, and we thought we wanted to end this episode by shouting out an organization. And we're also going to donate to them. The organization is based in Atlanta. Lil Nas X is from Georgia, and there's a lot of shit going on in Georgia right now. So a lot of people need extra support there. And this one is called Lost and Found Youth. And what they do is they find safety and shelter for Atlanta's LGBTQ+ youth.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That was Alexander's idea. I want to credit him where credit is due.
The link to donate is in below. Please
below,
check them out.
Well, you're like, what do you mean? Don't look down if you're driving, but below in the show notes.
What? Yeah. Where else would I mean?
Well, because it sounds like you're on YouTube, like links below. I don't know. I feel like you don't see that in podcasting.
Just
media.
Click the fucking link. I don't know.
Stop
people.
Stop swearing.
Help the upset. LGBTQ+ homeless youths in Atlanta, please, with us.
I like that you said youths.
The youths.
Because clearly we're not that. Anymore. Yeah, so anyway, it's a cool organization. Thank you for figuring that out, Zandy, and finding that. So anyway, for next episode, I've decided that since the last two we did were a little bit heavy, there were churches. I don't know why I'm already speaking like in this weird soft tone. We did churches, and then we did Lil Nas X, homophobia, racism. You know, I think it's time to do police station. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. I found this email from Melissa, who suggested, Christine, I love how much you love. Nope, that's not anything. That's not what it says. Christine, I know how much you love escape rooms. I'd love to hear you guys read reviews of other people.
I love
people.
How much you love. I just so appreciate your enthusiasm.
I know. I don't think I knew that about myself.
That you love escape rooms?
Sometimes people know more about me than I do. I'm not kidding. Like, I'll be like, escape rooms, and Blaze will be like, yeah, Christine, like, you're always going on about blank or blank, and I'm like, I didn't even realize that about myself. So I'm becoming
like,
more
I
self-aware. Realize
I love escape rooms, so like I know
that you
like,
and
I really,
M both do
I
a lot.
I really love them. So
maybe
it's
by
like,
association
rubbed off
because
on you?
I know M and you, and you're both really into escape rooms, like outwardly.
I guess so, yeah. No, I'm really into them.
Oh, M's been making virtual
yeah,
escape M's rooms.
M's been doing those, and that's why we drink escape rooms. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe that's it.
Yeah, I think they have their hosts mixed up. Just kidding.
I mean, I get to sit through the torture of it, so I guess, yeah, I'm the one who has to, like, experience it.
Honestly, like, one of the things I'm most excited for once COVID is done is escape rooms. That's
aren't you, like, in one? I feel like I'm just going to be like, this is,
like
being
always,
like,
my life is just, I'm in an
yeah, escape like, in quarantine, I feel like we're just in a giant escape room
so
and we can't
leave. It's so much less fun.
Well, yeah.
Less puzzles. I love puzzles. Fewer puzzles. I love puzzles.
Okay, so anyway, Melissa says escape room. So this is just general escape rooms. If you have one, let me know, everybody.
That sounds great. I'm excited. And it'll get me even more pumped for whenever I can do those again.
I even screenshotted the email so that I remembered who it was.
Proud of you. I've got the email pulled up right here that I'm reading. This is from Sierra Schieffer. She, her. That's already old, but we're going to keep doing it.
She, her, she, fur.
So this was originally like kind of a theme suggestion, but they also said like you could use it as a challenge. So the challenge is to try to find a review of a bikini barista where the reviewer didn't realize it was a bikini barista until they pulled up to the window.
Man, you really put me in these things where I've already done reviews about these. Remember that one, right? It said shaving pubic hair or something. And we were like, what on earth? And then everyone responded like, the cowboy bar or cowboy coffee shop is like.
Yeah. And so we kind of had that experience where like we pulled up to these reviews not knowing what it was about.
Oh, boy. Okay, so what is that? Is that a thing? Like, I don't even really understand what that is.
Yeah. On my For You page, I haven't seen them in a while, but like, I think when TikTok was still figuring me out, now I'm like mainly on lesbian TikTok,
now they really know you.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the best place to be on TikTok. I agree. So before that though, I would get
in the
these,
dark days,
I would get, yeah, the dark days. It was these like bikini baristas dancing oftentimes.
What? So like, is it like you go buy an oat milk latte and they're and like, they're look at me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
It's like a Hooters, but for
but it's a drive-through window. It's like they're popular in like in the Pacific Northwest.
That's what I thought, because I remember the one I did was in Seattle, because that's where we did coffee shops.
They have all sorts of different special versions to get people their coffee. Just same with Dutch Bros, which is where they're just like, because we talked about Dutch Bros, and they're like, but like,
because the challenge was where someone complained, people were too nice, and that was apparently easy.
Yeah, because Dutch Bros is just wild. I mean, I was uncomfortable, but Sierra
saying something.
Yeah, Sierra did include some reviews. I haven't read them. I don't know if they're relevant to the challenge. But they are
one of the many folders with my name.
Put them in your folder. Don't worry.
I put a lot. I make a lot of folders because I forget which folder is the right one. And now there's just many that say either Christine or Xine. So just put them in one of those.
I'll do. Oh God, you're right. Which one do I do? Xine to respond. Does that sound okay?
Yes, I'm going to ask you where it is in about 24 hours. So let me know.
Okay, gonna have to re-listen to this audio for that. Yeah. So that's it.
Yay. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. If you did, if you didn't.
Yeah. If you didn't, see you next week, I guess.
I guess you're not here to be part of the fun.
Yeah. You're missing out.
See you next week. I had fun, although I did get stressed. And you know what?
Every week. Come on.
I know. But this time I was like, wow, this is a heavy one. And we have to be astute and serious in a lot of ways. Obviously,
we
not
failed
the whole
that.
Time. I'm going to go eat my lollipop without judgment.
Yeah, she has been licking on the same lollipop this entire hour.
It's one of those giant ones from CBS, so it's like definitely the dumbest thing you could decide to eat during.
I cannot wait to hang up. So yeah, get me out of here. Love you all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.
Oh my God.
Bye.